celebrating Women's History Month today on UK Perspectives. Over the years, Lexington's women have chosen many different ways to contribute to the workforce and break out of traditional work roles. A new photography exhibit on display now at UK's Margaret I. King Building celebrates these women and their many contributions to our community. Here to tell us more is the Associate Dean of Special Collections at UK, Deirdre Skaggs. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Deirdre.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what made you choose the theme of women at work for this exhibit?
Well, I did a pictorial history a few years ago of women in Lexington, and so these images are drawn primarily from that book, drawn from images and special collections. And I suppose just being a working woman myself, I wanted to show the various ways that Lexington women have contributed to the workforce in ways that may not be expected for the time. And I also thought it was really important just to showcase the everyday woman, you know, the woman who contributes in her own way, which is hugely significant.
And you were telling me before we started recording that these photographs start in the 1920s and take us up through the 1960s.
Mm-hmm, they do.
So what are some of the jobs that women are doing in these photographs?
Oh, some of my favorites. There's a woman, Ida Oplis, who became the first woman sergeant in Lexington. And the photograph of her is really interesting.
She, this is U.S. Army?
No, the police force.
Ah, the first police sergeant.
Yes,
okay.
She checked the red light district, among other activities. Oh. She worked a lot with juveniles and runaways, but she had scored a perfect shooting range score. And so the photo of her is her holding both of her pistols. It's a really great image and a really nice story as well. There's also some beautiful photographs of other women who accomplished the first in their profession. There was the first woman linotype operator at the Herald Leader, which was a very heavily dominated male profession. There's also Georgia Bates, who is the first African-American to be employed in the county clerk's office. And it's a beautiful image of her as well. So the stories are great and the images are really beautiful for the most part as well.
What do you think the most unusual job that we would see if we went and looked at this exhibit?
There's a couple that I think are unusual, perhaps not for our area, but one is Jeanette Sams, who is a track veterinarian, and in the image she's performing a saliva test on a horse. She was also the first woman to be a track vet at the Lexington Trots. But you also get some images of a female auto inspector. One of the other, I think, really important images, something that's close to Lexington's history, is the tobacco industry. And there's a photograph in the exhibit, and we have others in the collection, of African-American women who were poorly paid and working in very unfortunate conditions in the tobacco warehouses. But it is an important part of our past, and I thought it was important to show it in the exhibit.
Who were some of the photographers? Are these other women that took these images, or primarily male photographers? Do you know?
A lot of the images in this particular exhibit came from the Lexington Herald Leader photograph collection. So, yeah, it would have been male photographers for those. Also, the Lafayette Studios, which was a professional studio, and I believe they had all male photographers.
So where in the King Library will we find this exhibit?
The exhibit is in the foyer, which is on the first floor of the King Library.
And how long will it be on display?
It will be on display throughout the month of March.
Fantastic. Well, Deirdre, thank you very much for telling us about this. Our guest has been Deirdre Skaggs with UK Libraries Special Collections. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.